and delightful pastries made by Silver Creek's Swiss pastry chef.
It's 8:30, and meteorologist Ed Kieser says we'll have one more hot and humid day today, and then we'll see some relief both temperature-wise and some relief to the dry conditions. He'll have details after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. More than 100 church buses carrying students were expected to roll out of Chicago's south side early this morning, but they weren't going to any of the city's public schools. Instead, the buses were taking students to the city's wealthiest suburbs, where they'll attempt to register at the affluent New Trier High School and Sunset Ridge Elementary School. State Senator James Meeks, a pastor who has organized the boycott, says he expects the students to be turned away because they aren't suburban residents. He says the boycott is intended to draw attention to funding disparities in Illinois public schools. Boycott organizers say they plan to set up an impromptu classrooms led by retired teachers in the lobbies of area businesses after the first day of protests. Judy Bartopinka failed 2 years ago when she tried to take Governor Rob Blagojevich's position. Before a meeting with Illinois Republicans at their convention yesterday morning, she said the state GOP had lacked a bullpen of candidates. But she says now the GOP has a lot of talented mayors and state legislators. She says they're not getting the administrative skills they would need to be governor.
I think that's what's so sorely lacking in Illinois, just some administrative skills, running government. I mean, government's just at a standstill. And, of course, in Springfield, this is just a big, big black hole. Nothing is getting done. And it's just heartbreaking for me because we spent so much time really running an effective office, running effective government, and watching it all fall apart. It's bothersome to me.
Speaking in Minnesota yesterday, Topinka didn't rule out running herself, but she sounded doubtful about the prospect. Topinka wouldn't say if she has anyone in mind for a 2010 gubernatorial campaign. Bloomington police are investigating the death of a man found dead along a recreational trail. Police say the man was found about 2:40 p.m. yesterday. He was face up along the Constitution Trail, a 24-mile stretch of recreational paths. His name has not yet been released. McLean County Coroner Beth Kimmerling says there don't appear any signs of foul play. Indiana State Police are investigating a second incident of vandalism at a memorial for two police officers killed during a charity bike ride in 2006. The memorial on Indiana 62 in Vermilion County honors Indiana State Police Lieutenant Gary Dudley and Lake County Sheriff's Deputy Gary Martin. They were struck and killed by a support van during a ride to raise money for fallen police officers. A Vermilion County, Indiana Sheriff's Deputy discovered the damage yesterday. Flowers were pulled from the ground, profanities were spray-painted on two wooden crosses, and photos of the officers were covered with black spray paint. Police believe the vandalism occurred early yesterday morning. The memorial was also vandalized on July 23rd. No arrests have been made. Surging use of mass transit in the Chicago area is putting a strain on equipment. According to officials, ridership on Chicago Transit Authority L's and buses and Metra commuter trains are nearing record levels because of high gasoline prices. CTA President Ron Huberman said trains and buses will likely become more crowded in the coming weeks. Officials say the agency is operating at full capacity during rush periods and is bracing for up to 200,000 additional riders each weekday. To accommodate the surge, the CTA is removing all the seats from some of its rail cars and reducing seats on some buses as part of an experiment beginning this fall to pack in more riders. To boost its seating, Metra has eliminated beverage service. It also is also rehabbing five coaches it sold to a Virginia commuter line and bought back earlier this year. The Shedd Aquarium has announced that it will be closed today through Thursday this week. Officials at the Chicago Aquarium say the three-day closure will allow staff to prepare the Wild Reef exhibit for a grand opening on Friday. Admission to the Shedd's original galleries will be free from September 5th through the 9th when visitors will receive a discount on the Wild Reef exhibit. The Oceanarium wing of the aquarium will be closed for the next 9 months for renovation. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's coming up on 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we have some sunshine and humidity today, and then the rest of the week we'll see some relief to the hot temperatures and to the dry conditions that yesterday My gosh, yesterday I was out and doing some painting around the house and getting to the bottom and moving some dirt around, you know, and it was just, oh, I've never seen it so dry.
Well, it has been that dry before, just not in a while.
Yeah, I guess so. It was just like the dirt was just powder in my hands.
We had less than an inch of rain during the month of August, so that's why. After a really wet June and July, August ended up dry, but we do have some rain in the forecast, in part due to what's going on in the tropics.
Yeah, well, is there going to be a significant rainfall as it looks right now?
I think that parts of our area will have... Well, I think we'll all have significant rainfall. Whether it's heavy or not depends on the location. I think western and northern Illinois have the best chance of heavy rainfall. But there will be some showers and thunderstorms elsewhere, of which some local downpours will occur. But significant in that it will probably be our best rain in quite some time. And we have a few days here in which rain will come off and on, starting tomorrow and continuing on into Friday, the way it looks right now. And a lot of that is from the remnants of Gustav. Gustav is now